The following program, Bless Israel with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, is brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, presenting the plight facing God's chosen people today, so that you can be a blessing to them through your prayers and Christian love. Here's our host for today's broadcast, David James, along with the president and founder of the fellowship, Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein.
Hi there, my name is David James. What a real treat to be able to spend a little bit of time with you here. You know, it was 70 years ago, the man who had vowed that his Third Reich would last 1,000 years signed his final will and testament. And 24 hours later, Adolf Hitler committed suicide rather than being captured by the Soviet army. Now, fast forward 70 years from that time to now, it's a time when Israel remembers the liberation of their people from Hitler's extermination camps, most notably Auschwitz, where 1.5 million Jews were killed in that camp alone. Yet, anti-Semitism and hatred of Jews continues to this day. Well, welcome to our special program. It's called On Wings of Eagles, Rescuing Holocaust Survivors. Do you hear that? Rescuing Holocaust survivors, Jewish families and their children from Ukraine. And we're going to share with you the crisis that Jews living in Ukraine are going through today with Russia's military intervention in that country. We read that in the news constantly, and there is a thread where you can be tremendously involved in providing hope once again. We're going to talk about the struggle to survive. The good news is, we're going to share this with you through the next 25 minutes, you can rescue these precious and desperate Jews, many of them elderly Holocaust survivors, out of the war-torn region of Ukraine and bring them home safely. Freedom in Israel. And with me today, all the way from Israel, what a privilege. I was telling him, I've followed him over the years, and I just a blessed to meet and to have Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein here with us, founder and president of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. And Rabbi, it is tremendous to have you and to hear what you're doing to rescue your beautiful people in the Ukraine. And God bless you. Thank you for being here, Rabbi.
Thanks, David.
Rabbi, let's dive right into this. It was 70 years ago that Holocaust survivors who survived the atrocities of World War II migrated to the Ukraine. And now here we are 70 years later. They are in need of being rescued again. Can you explain?
After the Holocaust, there was a period of a number of decades where we thought that was the war to end all wars, and the anti-Semitism plague that had permeated history in the world for so many thousands of years was over, and that the commitment of the world to the concept of never again was really, really intact. And here we are 70 years after World War II ended, after the Holocaust, when one-third of our people, 6 million Jews, 1.5 million children, who were murdered, killed for no reason other than the fact that they were Jews. And here, 70 years later, we're seeing again a rise in anti-Semitism. A statistic just came out that there's been, in the past year, an increase of 40% in violent attacks against Jews around the world. And like you said, it's all over the world, including in the United States. And it's terrorism directed against children in France and in Belgium and in Holland and in America. It's something that is frankly shocking that it has resurfaced. And so there are three things that I would really like to talk about in our time together. First, the memory of the past. We can't go forward until we remember and learn from the past. 70 years since the liberation of the Jews from the concentration camps of Europe. And secondly, the continued and growing anti-Semitism that we're seeing today around the world. And thirdly, what we're in the middle of now, many people say, well, I wasn't around, or there was nothing that I could do during World War II. I didn't live there, I couldn't do anything. But today, not only is there a rise in anti-Semitism, there is a situation of Jewish refugees for the first time since World War II. What that means, David, is for the first time in 70 years, there are Jews who don't have a place to go. They've been taken out, we helped take them out of the war zone in the Ukraine. We need to provide for them with food, with a place to live. And these are people, regular people. I was talking with a man we brought to our refugee camp. We set up a refugee camp in the Ukraine. And I was talking to him, and it turns out that his daughter was killed, and he had a business, and one day the rebels came to him with a gun at his head and said, "Your business is now our business, we own it, and if you want to get out with your life, you leave tomorrow morning." So Wow. The guy had to leave, and he had no place to go. I want to say that thanks to Christians in America and around the world, we were able to set up a refugee camp that already 2,500 Jews have come to for shelter and for medicine and for food and clothing and heating fuel during the cold winter. And that's a key difference between what happened 70 years ago and today. Today, the Jewish people are not alone. Today, we have Christians, Bible-believing Christians. Our enemies, if you will, for who persecuted us for 2,000 years, today, true Christians are our best friends, and they're making it possible for us in the fellowship to help these Jews in need.
Right. Well, speaking of that help, that's where our listeners come into play, Rabbi. You know, we're talking to Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. It's David James, and you were just discussing how there is an urgent and critical need there in the Ukraine. A large contingent of our Jewish friends and many Holocaust survivors there, as you mentioned, the political upheaval with Russia and all of the stuff we read in the headlines and a lot of stuff we don't even read about that's happening. Tell us about how we today, right now as a radio family, Rabbi, how we can join together in a flight from the Ukraine called On Wings of Eagles, the Ukraine Emergency Freedom Flight. This is amazing that we're able to connect in this way to our Jewish friends who are being persecuted there in Ukraine.
Indeed. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah, comfort ye, my people. And today there are more and more Christians who are receiving that message and who want to comfort the Jewish people and who want to change the situation. Not everyone is a Corrie Ten Boom. And today we don't have to risk our life like the Corrie Ten Booms did in the past during the Holocaust. And what we've seen over the years, when we started the ministry of On Wings of Eagles 15 or so years ago, and it was led, I might say, by Pastor Jack Hayford and Pat Boone. These were the leaders of this ministry to bring Jews home. In fact, the Bible in Isaiah talks about a day when the Gentiles will carry your sons in their arms and your daughters on their shoulders and bring them to the land of Israel. If we can think of Jews living during the Inquisition and during the Crusades and in ghettos and the Holocaust over the centuries, believing in that scripture that's 3,000 years old, that one day Gentiles, Christians, would not only help Jews, but bring about this fulfillment of prophecy of helping the Jewish people come to Israel. And I might say that to the credit of what God can do things that we think that we can't do or he can't do. He's beyond what we believe possible. And we have brought, thanks to Christian help over the 15 years, 950,000 Jews from the land of the North, Russia, from Ethiopia, which is called Kush in the Bible, and from different parts of the world, 950,000 Jews are living today in Israel thanks to Christians.
Yes.
Who made that possible. So today, Christians are being blessed. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, that God promises that he will bless those who bless his children. And even though it may have taken 3,000 years for this fulfillment of prophecy, it's going on right now, right today.
We were talking about those Jewish refugees, many, as we have been discussing, Holocaust survivors. There is a freedom flight out of the Ukraine taking Jewish refugees from the Ukraine to Israel, and a $1,500 one-time gift, Rabbi, does that for one Jew. It actually fills a seat with a Jewish refugee. A one-time gift of $1,500 does that. Maybe there are 10 of you right now that would say, Rabbi Dave, I want to rescue a Jewish refugee right now and put them on that freedom flight from persecution and having nothing to a place in Israel, their home. If 10 of you gift a $150 gift right now, we do just that for one Jewish refugee. So my question is, will you rescue a refugee, put them on the freedom flight to Israel, and be part of prophecy? This is amazing. I'm going to give you the phone number, but I'm thinking there is one of you right now that says, yes, I'll give $1,500. And I know there's got to be 30, 40 of you that say, you know what, I can gift a $150 one-time gift and be part of an amazing, extraordinary event that's taking place, the freedom flight out of the Ukraine, a Jewish refugee being put on that plane because of you and your family back to Israel. The phone number is 844-80-WINGS. It's toll-free, 844-80-WINGS, 844-80-WINGS, 844-809-4647. We're waiting for your call right now, 844-809-4647. Yaquil, you have talked about thousands of Jewish refugees being rescued and taken to Israel. And I know it's going to be hard for you to kind of, you know, answer this question because there's so many stories. But what one story of someone recently that we were able to rescue that you could share with us, and maybe the gratitude, those tears that you saw of this person, this family being transformed?
Well, thank you for that opportunity to share that. How shall I say this? Rarely in our lives do we have the opportunity to actually save lives. How many of us have that opportunity, not just to do good, but to actually save lives and to do it biblically based? Right now, there are Jewish lives at stake. And as you said, it's $1,500 to help one person. And the reason it's so much more than usual is taking them out from the war zone, as everyone can imagine, and providing them with shelter till they can leave. It's a very complicated operation. And then what we do is we don't just say goodbye at Ben Gurion Airport and good luck to you. We want these people to succeed, and they want to succeed and to be giving to society. So we feel as a ministry that that's part of taking them is helping them get their feet on the ground. And many of these, I might say, are young families. Parents in their 40s with kids need to go to school. They're sitting out there in the Ukraine just waiting for someone or a group of people to make that miracle possible for them to come to Israel. There is one particular story, though. I think of Irina from Ukraine. She was a teacher, and she was cooking supper one evening, and a rocket from pro-Russian separatists slammed into her home. Her home was completely destroyed, and she was killed. Well, as it turns out, Irina's niece, Leora, lives in Israel, and she heard that the fellowship had begun these emergency airlifts. We have one each month now, till everyone who can come. And each month we try to raise the funds for more people, obviously. And she heard that we had these freedom flights, and so she contacted us. And here's what she wrote, David. Leora wrote, quote, the fellowship representative contacted my broken family, who fled under heavy shelling, and a month and a half afterwards, they were on their way to Israel. That's what we do. That's why we're doing this on Wings of Eagles Ukraine Emergency Freedom Flights campaign. It's for people like Irina and her family, for the remaining Holocaust survivors who just have a few years left, so that instead of living those last years in a refugee camp, helping them come to Israel, be settled, and have some dignity and maybe even joy in the last years of their life with their families, with their children. And here we are some 15 years later, bringing Jews home to Israel, and in helping people, helping Christians and Jews fulfill their opportunity and responsibility, I would say, to save Jewish lives. And we can do it. We can do it now. We can do it today. If we have the resources, we can fill that plane in a couple of days, and we can fill each plane. We have the people, and we have the planes. What we need are the funds to help these people get on those planes and make their start in Israel.
Yes. I'm just so moved by this, Rabbi, because we read what happens and we watch the news and we see what's happening in Ukraine, and then we read history and we see what happened 70 years ago, and now the plight of our Jewish family, you know, friends, and everything that's happening there. And we say, you know, what is it we can do? And this is so readily immediate. I mean, this is happening, this flight, this freedom flight out of the Ukraine with a Jewish family member, with a Jewish family, with a Jewish refugee on that flight. And you could play a major role. You are going to play in a major role in getting a refugee rescued, a Jewish refugee from the Ukraine to Tel Aviv, Israel. And as Rabbi mentioned, we're setting them up. We're not just dropping them off at the airport. They're going to have the ability to find a place to set up, you know, have an apartment, have a place to live, have all of this. $1,500 one-time gift will rescue a refugee, a Jewish refugee in Ukraine, and get them to Israel. Now, $1,500, that's not for everyone, but I know that there are a few of you that are saying, I get this. You know, Christians and Jews, we're inseparable, and I get this, and I want to be a part of history in rescuing a refugee, a Jewish refugee, a family member, a little boy, a little girl, a mom, dad. $1,500 one-time gift does just that. And that flight out of the Ukraine to Israel will have Jewish refugees on it because of us. Now, if there are many of you that listening right now that can't do that, but I can gift a $150 one-time gift, we will partner you with nine others gifting a $150 one-time gift. And because of you, on that flight, the freedom flight out of the Ukraine to Israel, a Jewish refugee will be on that plane because of you and your family. Will you be part of this? And as Rabbi said, it's not hyperbole, it's the truth. This is biblical prophecy that we are being part of. You are being engaged in something real and amazing that's happening from Ukraine to Israel in that freedom flight with one Jewish refugee or more Jewish refugees because of you and your family. How many Jewish refugees will you rescue on that freedom flight out of Ukraine to Israel? Again, $1,500 one-time gift rescues one Jewish soul. And if there's scores of you who would say, I can gift a $150 one-time gift, maybe there's 20, 30, 40 of you right now that we can do that. We can get 3, 4, 5 seats filled because of you. Here's the phone number, 844-80-WINGS, 844-80-WINGS. This does not cost you anything. It's a real quick call, and we're waiting to talk to you, 844-80-WINGS. 844-809-4647. Again, the phone number, 844-809-4647. Yaquil, I'm going to give you the last 45 seconds here. Would you share your heart with our radio family, this extraordinary event?
Thank you again for the opportunity. I've been around for a while. I started the first dialogue between Christians and Jews, evangelicals and Jews, some 35, 40 years ago. I've seen a lot. And we are living in very special times when God is bringing his children together, Christians and Jews, standing at the forefront today for our shared Judeo-Christian heritage that is being threatened around the world, the underpinnings of our nation and freedom. We need to stay together. And so many Christians want to do good and want to take the model of a Corrie ten Boom into their lives. Today, it's possible. Today, just pick up the phone, write a check, help save the lives of Jews that are in jeopardy today. And I know God will bless you for it. Your children will take an example from your commitment and concern and love for Israel and the Jewish people. So I hope that we will hear God's voice in our heart, and unlike 70 years ago, that we will act on it and not regret inactivity, standing at the side, and instead bring about the saving of lives and the fulfillment of God's word.
Extraordinary, isn't it? 70 years ago, most of us weren't here to do anything to help Holocaust survivors. Many of us weren't alive. But here we are, Holocaust survivors, going through much of the same plight in the Ukraine, and we are here now. And we can come to their aid. A one-time gift of $1,500 places a Jewish Holocaust survivor of 70 years ago on this emergency airlift out of the Ukraine to the promised land. You and 10 others gifting $150, we partner that together. Again, a Holocaust survivor on that freedom flight out of the Ukraine to Israel. Will you join in making sure that you and your family give the opportunity for a refugee, a Jewish refugee, to go home to Israel and to have peace in their life, finally, perhaps after many years? The phone number is 844-80-WINGS, 844-80-WINGS, 844-809-4647, the Freedom Flight. Because of you and your family, a Jewish refugee there, gift that $150 one-time gift. You and 10 others, gift a one-time gift of $1,500, and your family takes care of making sure a refugee ends up on that freedom flight. 844-80-WINGS, 844-809-4647. This is David James, along with Rabbi Yaakiel Eckstein, with Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Thank you for listening, thank you for participating, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Shalom, friends. This is Rabbi Yaakiel Eckstein speaking to you from Jerusalem. Here in the month of June, the Fellowship is conducting 7 Wings of Eagles Freedom Flights. And I want to give you the dates of these flights so that you can sponsor and rescue a precious Jew, bring them home to the land of Israel, and pray for their safe landings and for their future life in Israel. The Ukraine Wings of Eagles Freedom Flight leaving Kiev, Ukraine, arriving in Tel Aviv, Israel, will take place this month on Tuesday, June 28th. With your prayers and financial support today, we're hoping to rescue on this flight over 150 Jews out of the Ukraine, people who are desperately trying to get to Israel. In addition to the Ukraine flight, the Fellowship is conducting 6 other Wings of Eagles Freedom flights here in the month of June. And those dates and locations are June 26th from Turkey, June 27th from Argentina, June 27th from Brazil, June 28th from France, and June 29th from Russia. Your gift today of $1,500, $500, $150 will go towards these on Wings of Eagles flights to rescue hundreds of Jews. Please call right now and tell the operator that you'd like to bless one or more of God's chosen people, perhaps a Holocaust survivor, an orphan boy or girl, an elderly widow, or even an entire Jewish family. These are Jews who cannot afford to make Aliyah to Israel. But with your gift today, you can make that miracle possible. You can put them on a seat on one of these Fellowship Freedom flights here in the month of June. Here's the phone number to call, 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-80-WINGS. Operators are standing by, ready to talk with you. That's 844-80-WINGS, W-I-N-G-S. Numerically, the number is 844-809-4647. That's 844-809-4647. Your generous gift today will enable these Jews to escape anti-Semitism and extreme poverty and to realize the dream of living in their biblical homeland, Israel. Here's that number once again to rescue a Jew on one of these June Fellowship Freedom flights. 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-809-4647. Toda rabah. Thank you, and may God bless you and your family for your sacrificial gift today.
Thank you for listening to our program. May God bless you and your family for your generous gift today. Bless Israel with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein is the radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.